So I'm talking to Tim Coleman at Singapore Dance Theatre. Tim, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Timothy Coleman, and I'm originally from Townsville, Australia, but I've had the opportunity of dancing in the States, in New York, in California, and now I'm here in Singapore.
Okay, and we're talking about Masterpiece in Motion from 2011, and you danced in all of the works. Could we just list what those works were, please?
Yes. The show began with The Winds of Zephyrus, choreographed by Edward Liang, and then that was followed by Stanton Welsh's Menenius, and Fearful Symmetries, choreographed by Niels Christie.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about your experiences of the process of working with three different choreographers and three different ballets?
Okay. Do you want me to start with anyone in particular?
Yeah, or?
Okay. We started off, each piece had a very sort of definite, different process, because one of the pieces was choreographed on us, one of the pieces was reset, was staged, and it was staged by a different person to the actual choreographer, and then we had the choreographer come in, and then one piece was staged by the choreographers. So each process was different. For Edward Liang's Winds of Zephyrus, we actually created the piece in February, I think, a lot earlier on in the year than when we actually performed it. So Eddie came out for a number of weeks, and we worked on movement and putting it all together, and he likes a lot of... he gives a lot of movement, but then asks the dancers to put a lot of themselves into it. He's a bit more free with the musicality and things like that. So we sort of found our way through that piece in creating it and coming up with the movement. And then when we went to perform it, Eddie came back. We'd been rehearsing it over those few months in amongst all the other ballets we were doing. And Eddie came back and sort of put it on stage and looked at the costumes, tweaked a few things here and there. I think we had a couple of cast changes because people were unavailable when we actually got to the shows, so we had to rework people into it. And yeah, so we managed to put that on stage quite successfully. As opposed to Fearful Symmetries, which Niels Christie and his rehearsal assistant, Anakin Sneep, they came to set Fearful Symmetries on us. I can't remember off the top of my head where it was done originally, but they came to us knowing exactly what the steps were, exactly what the timing was. The music is by John Adams, and his music is very modern classical, very difficult to count. So having them so prepared and so sort of knowledgeable about what the steps are, there was no room for sort of our own interpretation of the music. It was all very specific, all the movements very specific, which is really, we really like, because we know exactly what we're, well, I can't speak for everyone. I really like it. it made the rehearsal process very efficient, because we were able to just learn each section and really hone in on the specific style they wanted, getting the energy really up. If you know the music to Fearful Symmetries, it's really pumping the whole time for, I think it's 28 minutes. A really cool piece. There's the added level with that piece of, there's these stools, and each stool has a different, each side of the stool is a different color. So within the choreography, we change the color of the stool. So normally when you're moving props, you just grab whatever you can and put it where you need to be. With this, you have the hand grips are choreographed, because all the scene changes happen in blackout. So we need to know exactly which way we're grabbing the stool and which way we're turning it and where we're putting it on the stage. So not only are we counting and remembering all the intricate choreography, we are also having to remember where to put all the stools. When we finally got to the stage and were actually doing all this in a blackout, the stress level went way up. It's one of the most stressful situations on stage because we couldn't see, we had to get them lined up, and I did a pas de deux with in Fearful Symmetries with Heidi, and it was the spacing of the stools because we had to slide between them was absolutely crucial, and they weren't our stools necessarily, so we were relying on the other dancers to put them exactly where we needed them to be, which was quite stressful because you're coming up, you have to slide through, they're too wide, it doesn't work. So that was a lot of fun. The third piece, Stanton Welsh's Menenius, we had his brother Damien Welsh come and set it for us, and that the setting was very smooth. We learnt it all, and I was originally only understudying that one, but due to an injury I got to go in and perform it, which was great. So we had Damien come in and set it. He'd been sent videos, he hadn't actually danced it himself, which can certainly work, but because he hadn't worked with Stanton on it specifically, there were a lot of details about the movement that you can't get off a video. There's just no way you can do that. The intention behind each movement doesn't always come across. So Damien set it, and then we had, again, a couple of months, maybe a month, rehearsing it ourselves. And then Stanton came in to look at it, and he's very, 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 very particular about what he wants. So he did a lot of tweaking, a lot of getting it right. And because he's so particular and we had such a short space of time, I think he was only here for like 5 days. So we had to pack in this, I can't remember how long it is, 25 minutes, say, of movement, very intricate, also very musical, movement to coach and sort of make look good.
Just wanted to ask Tim about his experience of coming into the company in Singapore, coming from Australia to an Asian company, and also a little bit about the company repertoire and how it resonates with him as a dancer.
It's been really a fascinating experience coming from where I've been, because before coming to Singapore, I was dancing in the States for 8 years, and before that, training in Australia. So coming to an Asian company was really a very different experience, because partly because the American dance scene is so small, everyone knows everyone else, but coming out to Singapore, it's a lot more isolated. Even just getting people to audition is tricky because you have to go there, you have to do a big long flight and stay in a hotel and all of that. There's not sort of the network available. That being said, it's been so much fun experiencing a different culture, and it's like living in all sorts of different countries at once, because you've got little India, you've got Chinatown, you've got the Malay culture. It's really been fascinating, and I've really tried to like immerse myself in each different sort of holiday tradition and really understand what it's all about, and why, like, you're on a train and it's full of people all dressed up, you wonder what they're doing and go and find out what sort of festivals on and what sort of food is related to that and all that sort of thing. So Singapore itself has been a great sort of cultural experience, while everyone speaks English and it's all very sort of easy. On the company side of things, it's the most international group we've danced with. I think we've got people from like 6 or 7 different countries, and we get to see what the dance scene is like in those different countries, because in Japan, ballet's huge. Even guys doing ballet is a lot more acceptable than it is in the States or Australia. There doesn't seem to be that stigma against guys doing ballet in Asia, I guess. You've got the Chinese dancers who are selected from when they're younger to be in these big schools, and then they get into the company in China or come out here to Singapore. They're in a different situation to the rest of us because they're trying to stay in Singapore, whereas most of us are just temporary. We don't intend to settle in Singapore, but they're looking, Singapore's an attractive place to settle down, and so they're sort of coming from a different place to the rest of us. We have a Brazilian and a French guy from the Paris Opera. It's really an exciting mix of people. The other advantage of being in such an isolated place is that we have to bring people in for these, like Masterpiece in Motion is our international repertoire show. So we've got represented here, we've got Edward Liang, who's an American-born Chinese dancer. We've got Niels Christie, who's from the Netherlands, and we've got Stanton Welsh, who's from Australia. So when you put these other different influences into the mix, it's a lot more international, the experience here, than, say, the States, where the United States is big enough to sort of pull people, choreographers and dancers in just from the United States.
Okay.